It's based on the story of a Memphis DJ back in the early 1950s who was one of the first white DJs to play music by black artists on the radio. It sort of takes that story and extends it into a romance and a sweep of change within the community and sort of takes the audience back to the very serious days of the civil rights movement. So it's a show that has lots of great rousing rock and roll and soul and gospel music in it, but it also has a pretty serious message.
And for those who are not prone to want to rock and roll on their Valentine's weekend, there is apparently a lovely show being performed by the Lexington Philharmonic.
The Philharmonic is bringing in a familiar face, Pablo Villegas, who was here in 2007. In fact, he was the first soloist to perform on the series of concerts that candidates for the open music director job at that point were performing on. He performed on Kyoko Dan's concert. And so he is returning with the same piece, Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. It's a very well-known piece, a very lush, romantic piece, also kind of rooted in some pain. It was written after Rodrigo and his wife had experienced a miscarriage and was written out of some of that emotion.
And, Rich, this is the last weekend for the Kentucky Theater before it closes for renovations.
Right. This is the first renovation since 1992 at the theater, and they are closing it down to remove the seats and put in new seats. You know, people who are regulars at the Kentucky know sometimes you can sit down in a seat and discover that it's really not very useful as a seat anymore. And also to work on the lighting and, you know, some of the general cosmetics of the theater. So as of Monday, it will be closed for about 3 months for the renovation. It's important to note that the State Theater, the smaller theater that's in the same complex, will remain open and be showing movies. So it's not like the Kentucky complex is closing down completely. But this is the last weekend for the big theater. And it, again, in that Valentine's theme, they're bringing in one of the romantic classics with Casablanca and Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. And just a film that every time they screen it is a big hit. And so they've got a full weekend of it coming up until Sunday night. And the last film to be shown in the Kentucky before they renovate is going to be the latest film from a Lexington native who's now a Louisville-based filmmaker, Archie Borders, and it's called Pleased to Meet Me. And the title will be familiar to fans of 80s music. It was the title of a great album by The Replacements, and this really is kind of a sort of 80s era music all-star team with folks like Amy Mann and John Doe, and the story of a band that it's sort of gathered together for one great recording session. So that's the note that the Kentucky will go out on, at least for a few months here.
And we're not expecting any changes to the popcorn.
No changes to the popcorn. I think that'll be stay the great way that it is.
Rich Copley, thanks. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.